Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, I haven't had the televisions on yet. Notice I said television, right? Haven't had the TV on yet. But it appears that there is startling news that is sweeping the country, the world. So I guess I better get up on this news today. It says that the United States forces kill Osama bin Laden. Now, for those of you, this is not necessarily a political show yet. We're all political because we are in a society. We are people. People as people interact. People have to follow rules and regulations of whatever city, state, town, country, nation you live in, and that makes you a part of politics, whether you like it or not. However, they always say don't discuss politics and religion. Why? Because people hold such starch opinions, and they take their opinions very private, very personal, and very serious. And so if another person has a difference of opinion, which is the one reason we have war and fights and rumors of war anyway, is because people do not know how to reconcile their differences. So I think it's pretty funny that, you know, people say, well, don't talk about politics and religion, yet the very essence of politics and religion is the reason why we have wars and fights and the lack of peace. So, but again, the average person probably would not think like that or know that, because I was the average person and I did not know. It was not until I attended Fairleigh Dickinson University in 1994 to study math. That was what my first major was when I went to Fairleigh Dickinson University. I was going to be a math major. I thought, oh, I love math, and I did so well at math, possibly I could become a math teacher. And that was in 94, and I was probably around 36, 37 years of age. And then after about one semester, two semesters of math, I said, maybe not. So I switched my major. I knew I had to switch my major, and was ill-advised, and I was advised not to study sociology. I was actually encouraged to get a business degree. Though I should have followed my heart, it was to study sociology or psychology. So instead, I went and I chose political science as a major. Why political science? Yeah, it's funny how things happen, right? Well, at the time that I was in June and getting this bachelor's degree, I had been working for an attorney, Marvin Breaker. Some of you know him. Some of you know I used to work for Marvin Breaker. He was an attorney in, right here in Hillside, New Jersey. He was also a criminal lawyer. He did superior court. He did local court. And he was a town attorney. So he was very involved, and he was very involved in politics. He actually ran for mayor. I helped on the campaign. My husband helped on the campaign. I was right there in the thick of things because I had been his secretary for 3 years, and I, you know, had dealt with a lot of his lawyer and politician associates. Many of his friends were mayors of various cities throughout the state of New Jersey. Some of his friends were governors. They were freeholders and the like. So I had an interest in politics. My curiosity was piqued, should I say. And what actually pushed me over the edge to actually do this as a major was the fact that growing up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and in my household, in my community, I basically didn't know anything about politics. And I thought, that's not good. And never mind the fact that my degree, when I was attending junior college, I started in 1990, my major was business/public administration. And so when you got ready to study the public administration side, you had the first course they made us take was we had to take government 101. And then so in taking government, now, I never was into social studies back in the day, back when I was in high school, but I never hated social studies. I just was never into it. I didn't understand that much about it, didn't really dislike it or like it. I didn't really have any subjects that I hated. I just hated school, period. I just hated the structure of school. I didn't like going to school and having to sit all day kind of thing. Had school been like it is today, and you could, you know, maybe go online, maybe go in the afternoon, go in the morning, go at night, I probably would have been a much better student. However, so back to my story. Well, so I took this, my major was business/public administration. They made us take a basic government course, and that's when I began to learn about how laws were created. So by the time I got my associate degree, now I'm working on this bachelor's, I thought, I need to, you know, maybe it'll be interesting to know more about the group of people and the system that creates the laws that govern our lives every day. So that's kind of how I chose political science. But anyway, good morning, and welcome. I guess all the news is what's going on, and good morning, Patricia and Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul, what's the word on the ground over there in Japan about the death of this breaking news? And Mr. Osama bin Laden, I'm just finding out. I was not in tune to the news last night before I went to bed. And so I'm just getting up and realizing that this is the situation. And, of course, Facebook is a great dialogue going on about it. And I remember when it, we had the whole 9/11 attacks, and they were searching and searching. And in 2001, they began to search for Osama bin Laden and this and that, and the whole country was in an uproar. And not only the country, but there are American citizens around the world. There are other people from other countries who are also who care about the United States and what happens. And you see, everyone wanted him dead, but what's next? You know, what's next? And by the way, before we go a second further, I want to take a moment to give a happy birthday shout out to Miss Kiva Renee. I know she's not here in the chat room with us just yet, but she probably will be in shortly. But yes, okay. Well, of course, Paul, I can imagine it is front page news everywhere. Everywhere it is front page news that Osama bin Laden is dead, and that it is stated, at least from one news source, that his death is at the hands of the U.S. forces kill him. And this is going back, it says 10 years. It says nearly 10 years after 9/11, because I think 9/11 must have happened. Well, it happened in September right there, right? 9/11, that's why it's called 9/11. But, Osama bin Laden, the face of global terrorism and architect of the whole September the 11th attacks, was killed in a firefight with elite American forces on Monday, then quickly buried at sea in a stunning, stunning finale to a furtive decade on the run. I guess they meant to say a fugitive, but it says furtive. Okay, so it just goes to show you everyone can have a typo here and there, unless furtive is a new word that I've never heard of. And long believed to be hiding in caves, bin Laden was tracked down in a costly, custom-built hideout not far from Pakistani Military Academy. It says, justice has been done, and President Barack Obama said in a dramatic announcement at the White House while a crowd cheered outside and hundreds more gathered at Ground Zero in Manhattan to celebrate the news. The military operation took mere minutes. Well, I say, whatever you believe or don't believe, it's time to truly pray. That's my sentiments on this whole thing. Whatever you do, let's pray. Let's not. Yes, hats off to our president who kept secrets for 9 months. Yes, yes, yes. Thank God for that. And I just don't, let's just pray and not be so, I'm not one to be so quick to celebrate certain things only because, you see, we still don't know all of the fallout from everything. And so we just pray and we give all the praise, honor, and glory to God. And we just leave it there. We don't celebrate. I remember when some people were celebrating David versus Saul, and it wasn't good for them in the end. So let's just say, you know what, let God be God and do what he does, and let him, and just thank him for, you know, what he's doing. And, it's very interesting. So we'd like to hear your opinions and what do you think about all of this. If you'd like to call into the show, 347-945-7991, and you hit your number one key, we'll take your call, and you can certainly express your thoughts and your ideas about this current scenario. And happy, happy birthday to Miss Kiva. Good morning, and welcome to those of you who have tuned into the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we will be here all week at 7 a.m. to encourage you, to empower you, to enlighten you, to expose you to concepts that will move you closer and closer and closer to your dream, help to remove and get rid of any barriers that you may be experiencing in your life as it relates to your job, your relationships, as it relates to your past, things that may be holding you back. So, you know, I had some things holding me back for years and years and years, and pretty much it was my own mindset, my very own mindset that was stopping me from going forward. But now that we have learned that we can even get over our own self, we are moving forward. We have some awesome events that we have been a part of for this year, helping individuals who want to write a book. We've helped individuals who want to publish their book, who've already written their book. Those individuals who want to break into the public speaking business, we have information for you to help you along the way. You can go to my website, LalisaJWilliams.com. You can email me. You can get me on Facebook. We're going to be doing a lot of seminars for those of you who want personal one-on-one coaching, which I would love to do. If you have an area in your life that you want to reach and you want to achieve, most people realize that you can get there a lot quicker, a lot sooner with a coach. A coach dedicates the sessions to you and what you want. It's all about what you want, where you want to go. I know when I decided to break through in terms of my career so that I could do what I love. You know, they say do what you love and the money will come. You ever heard that? And then they also say if you love your work, you never work a day in your life. So I felt trapped before as it related to my career. I felt trapped, you know, you get trapped into salaries, you get trapped into certain jobs because you have your mortgage, you have your vacation, you have your medicals, and a lot of things are tied into you keeping that job, though the job is making you miserable, and it could even make you sick. You know, there are various illnesses that are triggered by stress, and stress can come from various jobs. But when I got ready for a breakthrough, it took me a few sessions with a coach, and now I have a coaching program that allows me to get a breakthrough almost each and every day. So I'm very, very excited about that. There's the birthday girl. Good morning. The birthday girl has just entered our virtual studio. We call it our chat room. Miss Kiva Renee, good morning. Good morning, Kiva. Yes, Kiva. So I know you got to weigh in on this whole concept of the president and the forces capturing and actually killing, and even today that the man is buried out to sea already. Wow, in one felt swoop, Mr. Osama bin Laden. So if you want to weigh in your comments, we've got a few other comments there in the chat room. And I suspect that this is going to be a very interesting day everywhere. But at the same time, you know how we do. We soon forget things, and we move on to the next thing. So everyone is announcing it as if it hasn't been announced, but that's fine. I'm sure it's going to take up most people's day, and that's interesting. But we better be talking about saving souls for the Lord and reaching souls and doing what we do versus... Okay, the old news, it's already old news already, but Osama bin Laden, yes, yes, yes. So, what are your thoughts, what are your comments? Oh, there's a lot going on, there's a lot going on. We are excited about some of the wonderful things that are happening around the world. There are people who are still looking to utilize their gifts and their talents, people who are still looking for jobs. Oh, there are people who are still looking to get their businesses started. There are people who are still looking to, you know, change their generation and even change the next generation. There are people who are looking to get their health in order. There are people who are looking to get their lives in order. So like we said, good morning, good morning. And if you'd like to call in, 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key, I will open your phone lines. If you would like to make a comment about the current situation, the breaking news, Mr. Osama bin Laden, he is known to have orchestrated 9/11 and also the leading terrorist in the world. How do you earn that type of recognition, the leading terrorist in the whole world? Yes, 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 you are, yes. So so far we see people, hats off to President, hats off to, let's pray for our President, because if we're loving him, we know he's not favored, but we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we just pray for the United States of America. We pray for the world. We pray for, you know, peace. Again, you know, people say they're not into politics. Well, I'm sorry, but you are in society. You are part of politics, whether you like it or not. So you may as well know as much about it as possible. And in the case of peace and war, well, that's a whole nother story and a whole nother topic. But we are here to empower you, to encourage you, to inspire you, and to motivate you to be all that you can be, to reach your fullest and highest potential in life. But what is that? What will it actually take for you to achieve your highest, your fullest, your greatest, your most, you know, prosperous potential in life? What will it take? What will it take? What will it take for you? What will it take for you to get that done? Now, Wednesday, I'm very excited because, you know, as a motivational speaker, it's been for me, I can just let you know, it's been a long journey to get this type of business started. And one of the reasons, because the market is very, very, very highly, very heavily saturated. Like every other, like every three persons is a motivational speaker. So it's a very, very, very tough industry to compete in because there is so much competition. However, like any business, the way to success in any business, whether you are Wrigley's chewing gum or Dunkin' Donuts, it doesn't matter. Any business, in order to succeed, one way to do that is to have a niche, is not to try to serve the entire marketplace, but to carve yourself out a niche. And so it would be the same thing with people in the speaking industry, to find your niche. But sometimes finding your niche can take years. It can take a very, very long time because you could think you have a niche and then it not be a niche at all. So you may have to try two or three or four several things. I like what there are some people, like, for instance, our good friend and my sister, Hope Harper, who is the owner of Custom Care Dry Cleaners there in Cincinnati, Ohio. She's doing a great work out there, and she's, you know, has her niche. And so her niche started with what type of service that she wanted to serve her niche with. But you have to carve out a market, and so that you can do a niche market. You can just cater to a specific and very particular set or group in the marketplace. So for me in the public speaking industry, it's the same thing. You have to carve out a niche. Well, one of the niches that basically got carved out for me, I wasn't necessarily trying to carve out this market, is the college market, talking to people in colleges and universities. So on Wednesday, I will be going to Berklee College in Newark, New Jersey, and to speak to some students there about the keys to college, to career success. So talking to students about what they need to do to prepare for college. So I'm going to have a lot of fun on Wednesday. But yes, as a business owner, you can, you know, carve out a particular niche. Also, to be a business owner, you want to definitely, you have to have a lot of stamina. You have to have a lot of stamina if you're going to be a business owner. And it's not that you don't need stamina to be an employee. certainly you do as well, but certainly to be an entrepreneur, you need a lot of stamina. You need to be very, very highly energetic, which means you have to find a way to exercise, eat right, get your proper rest. Entrepreneurs need a lot of energy and a lot of stamina, and the only way to do that is to eat right, get your rest, and do a lot of exercising, a lot of meditating, a lot of prayer and things of that nature to keep your energy level high, because you got it. You know, you have a lot on you when you're an entrepreneur. You have a lot on you. And it's not that if you work in a company, you could also have a lot on you as well, because many companies today, the positions that people hold within the companies is like you're an entrepreneur. And actually, they have a term for that, intrapreneur. So you're really like an entrepreneur within the organization. So there are things that you can do if you have your dream, your dream of what it is that you want to do, and your gift is needed in the world. There's room for your gift. As a matter of fact, your gift will make room for you. So if you would identify your gift and use it, and again, we know that some people say they're not sure what their gift is. Well, what do you know how to do well? What do you love doing? And this is how I found my gift, and that is, or I found what I love to do. This is how I found what I love to do. I have many gifts, but this is how I found what I love, what I absolutely love doing. Now, the challenge is, can you just do that thing? See, that's the challenge. Once you find what you love to do, can you just do that? Well, we don't know, but I found what I love to do. Very simple. It's a very simple formula. I'm going to share it with you because some people have asked. They wanted to know. Yes, we're going. Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love going to Berkeley, and I can't absolutely wait. We do? Okay. I will mention that, Pat, in just a short moment. So, and please, if you can list some of the lineup, that would be awesome. Awesome. Talking to Patricia for a second. Patricia Martin, you know, she does the scheduling for the Coach LaLisa show, and we're so happy for her. We so thank God for her. She is such a godsend. And so here's how I found what I absolutely love doing. It was when I left a paying job. I left a paying job, yes, a paying job with benefits, decent salary, everything, a decent scenario. I was the leader. I was in charge of things. I could pretty much come and go as I pleased for the most part. I had a manager, yes, no problem, but my manager, we were cool, you know, we got along pretty well, pretty good, and no real problems there. I had recognition in the company. People knew me all over the company. Things were good. But when I left that to go and do something for absolutely no money, no recognition, no acknowledgement, when I left that paying job to go do this other thing, that's when I found what I loved. And for me, it was, I left, you know, my full-time job at Essex County College back in 2004, and I went to a group of women who were at risk, so to speak, in transition. They had actually been incarcerated and was coming out of incarceration, and they needed to get back into mainstream society. This was in 2004. I went to do a motivational group with them. And even before that, for a year, I had gone down to the Edna Mahan prison. For 1 year, once a month, I would go and talk to the women who were, Edna Mahan is a prison, is the only female prison. We have some jails in New Jersey for women, but it's the only prison in New Jersey currently. And I would go there and talk to the women who are about to be released. So about 4 weeks before they would be released back to society, they would have me come and give them sort of like a motivational talk about getting back on their feet. And I did that on my day off. I used to be off on Fridays from the job that I had left. And on my day off, I would go. I would drive Nobody paid for my gas. It was not a paid position. It was on my day off when I could have been home resting, doing laundry, walking in the park, playing tennis, all the things I enjoy doing, walking around the mall, shopping, looking at things I could buy. No, I spend my day in an hour drive to the prison, then do the workshop with them for half a day, and then an hour drive back. So pretty much it was my whole day. And that's how I found what I loved. Okay, so my love was then to motivate people, to empower people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. If they don't have bootstraps, look for some. Borrow somebody's. And if you can't do that, then make some. You are a creator. Then make your bootstraps. Then pull yourself up by them. And so once I found out that that's what I love doing for no money, I began to do it more and more and more. And this is what happens when you do what you love. You'll probably do it more often. You'll probably do it with more enthusiasm. When you do what you love, when you do what you love, you'll do it with passion. When you do what you love, you'll do it with purpose. You know, you'll have a purpose in mind when you do it. You'll have a goal in mind. Your goal becomes clear when you do what you love doing. So, again, now I can't say that everybody can take what they love and turn it into a career. However, there is the quote that says, if you do what you love, the money will come. So that probably would have to be a whole nother show. So by the way, but I'm just telling you how I did it. Now, from that day, from leaving the full-time job, going to work, going to volunteer, motivating people coming out of that kind of situation, that was in 2004, correct? Okay, fast forward to this is 2011. So this is 7 years later. 7 years later, I'm still doing the same thing. So, you see, as a matter of fact, I'm still doing it. Actually, the place I went to volunteer to motivate the women there, the woman said to me after, 3 months of coming there once a week, I was just going there once a week for 1 hour to motivate the women. And one day, 3 months later, the director of one of the program that of which I was going to speak to, she stopped me in the hallway and said, the women here really, you know, are getting a lot out of what you're doing. And I thought, oh, okay, great. So my point is, when you do what you love, you will probably do it with passion, with purpose, with power, with enthusiasm that someone will notice. You don't have to, I didn't have to go to her and say, ma'am, I've been here 3 months. Do you have a spot open for me? None of that. She stopped me one day in my just casual leaving the facility, the building that day, and told me this and said, in that same conversation, and so we would like to hire you on a regular basis if you can come here so many hours a week and get paid to do what you've been doing for free. And I thought, are you kidding? You see, this was in 2000, and now it's 2005 because I started there in 2004. So when I tell you that, the moral of the story is, if you do what you love, the money will come, because I always tell people, people pay for experts, or people will pay people that are enthusiastic. When you have a love for what you do, people will gladly want to pay you. So, good morning. Okay, Lalisa from, all right, there's a Lalisa in the room. Interesting. Okay, great. Get Connected Network, good morning and welcome. So a lot of people today need to know, somebody needs to know that you, if you have your own business, then I pray pray that it's something that you love doing. I pray that it is something that you thoroughly enjoy, that you can do it with enthusiasm, with passion, with power, with purpose, because that is what is going to be attractive to your customers and your clients. It's just something about enthusiastic people that enthusiasm is attractive. First of all, enthusiasm is an attraction. It attracts things. When you're as a motivational speaker, and all the motivational speaking training that I've ever had, or speaker training of any kind, of any type of public speaking, no matter what, they always tell you, rule number one, in order to win your audience, you have to be enthusiastic. In every network marketing company that I've ever listened to their spiel or gone to their seminars, whether it's from Avon to Body Magic, it doesn't matter. You have to be enthusiastic before other people will be willing to, first of all, give you their time and or money. No one's going to give you their time and or money if you're not enthusiastic about what you do. Again, now here's the trick with enthusiasm. Here's the trick, because some people say, well, that's not true. I sell this, I sell that, and I'm not all that enthusiastic, or that I am enthusiastic and I still don't get the numbers that I want. The problem is that the enthusiasm should be genuine. I mean, unfortunately, people can tell when you're not genuine about what you're doing, that you don't really love it. And they can tell. So it's like with children. So they know when you really care about them, and when you don't, you can tell them all day long that you love them, that you care, and they can tell. So it's the same thing in business. People can tell if you're really into them or not. So you have to be genuine about it, and you have to be really, really, really into it. So here we are on this Monday. Wow, Monday, the beginning of the week. You know, Make It Happen Mondays. You know, we got our Make It Happen Mondays and our Take It Back Tuesdays, and then we got our midweek inspiration going on, middle of the week with Mr. Versi Walker. He'll be back this week. And then Thursdays, fantastic Thursdays, knowing that you're going to have a fantastic day. And then Friday, and then the weekend is here. And that's an exciting time, but we are just, you know, we're looking forward to great things that are happening. We've been telling you about coaching. If you're looking for a coach, I was on the phone coaching some people. You know, a lot of coaching takes place over the phone. So for those of you who want to be a coach, you are a coach already, and you're looking for a way to increase your coaching business, you want to improve it, please inbox me on Facebook, and I can tell you more about that. But you are certainly in for a tremendous treat the moment you let go and say to yourself, I'm going to do what I love. I'm going to find out what it is. If you don't know, just allow yourself to try different things. If it's public speaking, then it's public speaking. If it's helping someone else build their business, then help someone else build their business. If it's selling pharmaceutical products, then let it be that, whatever it is. If it's being an author and traveling around the country, helping people or tell your story, whatever it might be, you know, do it. If it's sports, If you know you're supposed to. I met a lady the other day. She's a track coach. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? Yep, she's a coach right here at the Hillside High School, where she, works with these young people and running track. I thought, wow, that is so cool. You know, she's obviously doing what she loves. Then I met a young lady a few months back. She's a sheriff. I said, wow, very young, very beautiful. You know, I think of sheriff, I think of Andy Griffin. I think of, you know, Barney Fife, those kind of people. You know, a sheriff, or you think of one of the cop shows, or Dukes of Hazzard. You know, they were sheriffs. And then you meet this young, beautiful woman who's a sheriff. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? So So whatever it is you love doing, you enjoy doing, do it. Why wait? Why waste time being miserable on these jobs? I just, you know, it's just, it's not worth it. It may get your bills paid, yes. It may cause you to have a false security with a certain lifestyle. But if it's not going to make you happy inside, if it's not going to fulfill your plan and, you know, the plan that God has for your life, why waste time? Why waste time? Good morning, Relationship Buzz. Did everybody definitely take the time? Good morning. Oh, that was from Jonathan and Yazzie. Oh, good morning, my two little people. Good morning. Yes, they call me Miss Alisa, so actually it would be just A-L-I-S-A. They call me Miss Alisa. I love the way they say my name, Miss Alisa. And so our two little people that we are grooming, these are Patricia's children, and they are certainly very, very talented kids. Good morning. And they actually listen to the Coach Lalisa show. How cool is that? And also to my little superstar, can't forget, my little superstar down there in Nashville, Tennessee, who at her very young age already has designs on what she would love to do, at least with part of her life, when she grows up. And so we want to encourage young people. It's, oh my goodness, it's so not too early to begin to have a dream about what your future, what you want to do. And it's certainly not too late. It's never too late. Someone once said that you're never too old. I think it was George Eliot who said, it's never too late to be what you should have been. It's never too late to be what you should have been. Go out there now and make it happen for yourself. I met a woman the other a couple of months back. She's in her 50s. She started a basketball team. Right here in New Jersey, she started a basketball team with women over 50. It is never too late. Who says that you can't do what it is that you want to do? If you take the first step, see, inertia will help you get started and keep you going. It's easier, inertia says it's easier to keep a moving object moving than one that is sedentary and just sitting there. To get that thing started, takes a lot more energy. But if you're already moving, if you're already taking action and you're doing things, so we are so grateful to be able to bring this show every morning, the Coach Lalisa show, because I'm here to coach you to your destiny, to coach you into the area of your life that you didn't think you could go or the things that you didn't think you could do. I'm here to let you know you can do it. And the only thing that is stopping you is you. Because here's the thing. People think, well, I'm not doing it because I don't have enough money. That is just an excuse. That is just an excuse. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you really wanted to do it, you can get started without any money. You might say, well, how is that possible? Because, first of all, you could do it at home, in your own place where it doesn't cost you anything. Let's just say you wanted to start your own chocolate cookie business. You don't have to wait until you get a facility and all of that. You could make them right in your kitchen. Bag them up, take them to work or wherever, and sell them one by one. I used to work at a company when I first moved to New Jersey, and there was a woman who used to bring spicy kind of popcorn of different, the outside of it was different than what you would find in the store. And she would bring it in and we would purchase these. Well, that was in 1987, 88, 89. Well, I want you to know, when I go down to Virginia Beach every summer, every year, they have down there on the, right there on the ocean, they have a lot of businesses and what have you on the boulevard there. There's a restaurant, I mean, there's a place, a store, with all these different flavor popcorns, like 30 different flavors. See, here's a person who had an idea, who started it, but who knows if she kept it up. sometimes people get discouraged. They despise small beginnings. They give up too soon. Now, here's somebody who knows where they got the idea from, but they're doing it, all right? So whatever, same thing when I went to California one time. I went to California, the only time I really, you know, was in California overnight was in San Francisco. We were there for a conference when I was working for the airlines. So we were there for a conference on how to look at resumes and how to understand a person's resume based on their background. The company was Resumes. I'll never forget it. Well, while I was there, we had to eat, and there was a little restaurant near the hotel right there in San Francisco that sold about 10 different kinds of chili. So I know chili just with, you know, ground beef and beans and what have you. But they had chili with corn. They had some chili that had chicken. Then they had all these different types of chili. You see, you can have any idea, and you can find your niche, cut your niche. Same thing right here in New Jersey. There is a place in Newark called Heaven's Delight. They only sell soup. They sell about 8 different kinds of soup all year. So if you think that soup is only for the winter time, think again. This place is open all year. They sell so much soup that they're only open for maybe 7 hours a day. That's it. This is not a restaurant that's open from 9 in the morning till 10 at night. They're only open for a few hours of the day. And if you go there at a particular time of day, you will not get the soup of your desire because they will be out of it. And everyone goes there. They don't have a place. You can't even go inside. You just stand outside and go up to a window and order your soup. The soup is delicious. They have, you know, bean soup and turkey stew soup. And then they have one of my favorites is the vegetable, chicken vegetable soup. But they have a chicken noodle soup. They have about 7 or 8 types. And here's the thing. In the winter, I remember, it's so funny. It's not funny, but it's funny now. In the dead of winter, when it was, you know, 10 below zero, we're standing outside in a line of about 30 people to get this soup, okay? Waiting in line, wind blowing, you know, people freezing. Oh, my goodness. Snow, I remember the snow was like, what, 13, 14, 15 inches this past winter in New Jersey. Oh, you should have seen us climbing over snow, everything to get the soup. And if you didn't get there by 1 o'clock, it was gone. So, again, you can have any kind of business you desire. You just have to be willing to step beyond your fear. Step beyond. And you can start small. I'm pretty sure that these, and it's two brothers. They look like twins, but they're not. It's two brothers that own the soup place here in New Jersey. I'm sure they started making soup at home in the kitchen. They have a little tiny store. I'm telling you, it's not big enough for anything but the two of them, and they're like giants. They look like they should have been football players, but they're not. They make soup. They probably make a lot of money because the soup is like almost $5 a carton, you know. And I'm telling you, the line is very long. So anything you want to do, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. You can achieve it. I have another friend here in New Jersey. She's about to do a recording. She's an awesome singer. But this woman, she is, you know, she's been singing for years. Let me just say that, you know, without sharing her age. She's been singing a long, 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 long time. But she's just now recording. So it's never too late. It's never too late to do what you should do. Yes, Miss Elisa. Oh, Maya says, good morning. Good morning, little Maya, oh, my little superstars. Maya, Jonathan, and Yasmin. Well, they're probably on their way to school. So I didn't get, greetings, relationship buzz. Good morning. So, again, I'm still waiting for those phone calls. I need someone to call in and tell me, so what do you make of the media and the news that has gone forth? I want to hear at least one other person's opinion. So 347-945-7991. You still have about 8 minutes to call in. Hit your number one key, and I will know that you're online and that you are ready to share in the the celebration or whatever you want to call it, the celebration, the congratulations. Many people are congratulating President Obama for being in office, I would imagine, and capturing him, because we know the efforts were nonstop from the day of 9/11. So we know that some water, some plants, and but God adds the increase, in a sense, we can say. In this case, similar, yes, President Obama is in office right now, but the efforts to discover bin Laden started long before President Obama was in office, but absolutely he is worthy to be congratulated for his part in it. But, you know, we have to always remember that it takes a team. It takes a team, and sometimes many generations for something to be accomplished. And 10 years is almost enough time to go from one generation to another. But so far the day seems a pretty normal day, like any other day. Yet we got this startling news, so let's see what else do we, other comments are people making here in our worldwide newsroom, otherwise known as Facebook. So let's see, what are the comments from all of our Facebook friends and people, and see what people are talking about this morning. Well, someone else says, as the news of Osama bin Laden's death becomes more evident, someone said, please remember to try never to praise the death of anyone. Justice has been served. Remain humane. That's what one person's comments are. Someone else said that prayers do go out to, okay, they're praising, yes, they have prayers going out to someone, not in connection with Osama. Someone else is showing off their beautiful shoes. That's good. And let's see if we can find any more comments about, someone says, someone put out there, Obama versus Osama. Well, you see, we have to be very, very careful and not be too overtly putting Obama out there, because we don't want to do that. And we know their names are similar. Obama, Osama, yes, we understand that. And yes, we just want to be careful, careful, careful of how we are doing this, because we are not instructed to behave in that manner, to gloat over the demise. Someone else has said that, it says that, someone else posted, Osama bin Laden dead inside the raid that killed him. It says, helicopters descended out of darkness on the most important counterterrorism mission in U.S. history. It was an operation so secret, only a select few in U.S. officials knew about it. And that's a good thing. That much we do know, and that much we will celebrate. But here's the thing. We must be very, very careful, because there are still a lot of people here. Someone said, be careful not to get into a debate over what has transpired concerning the birth certificate issue and the death of Osama. While some see this as a victory for President Obama, others see it as a conspiracy. So don't risk losing your temper trying to defend your side on the issues. You have a right to express yourself, as you know, she says, as you know, she will. But please keep it peaceful and just remain in prayer about all of what has occurred. And I totally, totally agree with her, because I had actually said the same thing almost word for word. So we must continue to be prayerful in this time. This is no time to gloat over the fact that
President Obama, you see, has taken out Osama. No, let's not do that. I'm encouraging people not to do that. You can do what you want to do. However, I would be cautious in not doing that. And someone else, so there are many postings. Don't get caught up, like she said, don't go to work. Because in this country, for instance, we still have an issue with feeding the homeless, the hungry, feeding the hungry, I should say, and housing the homeless and helping individuals get a proper education and helping our children stay out of trouble. So before we start celebrating all of this, don't lose focus. You know, sometimes the media takes all of our attention away from the more important matters. It's very important that we stamp out terrorism. Don't get me wrong. It is absolutely critical that we do that. But it's also critical that we provide education, good education, for our children, that we provide a safe. You see, we have a terrorism situation right here in the city of Newark. In the city, I don't know about your cities, Detroit, Chicago, California, wherever you may be from, Atlanta, Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, doesn't matter, anywhere USA. There are places that look probably about like some high terrorism places right in the United States that we can't take out or that we're not taking out. So let's make sure we're keeping focus on that. You know, this is happening, but at the same time, we were watching something last night on television, right there in Cincinnati, a young man gunned down on Vine Street, you know, right here in New Jersey. People are being shot down, young, innocent children. So let's not take our focus away from where we ought to be focusing and making sure that, yes, we can stamp out terrorism worldwide, and we need to do that. But we need to stamp out terrorism in our backyard, in our hometowns. Right here in the city of Newark, I mean, they're building a brand new jail right before our very eyes on Bergen Street. And I had to see it. I had heard about it, but I saw it for myself, okay? Privatizing jails and locking up more people. Why? Many of the individuals that they are locking up were individuals who had a very, very hard time in school. And so anyway, that's just, you know, my little opinion. My humble opinion is that we need to pay attention to what's happening around the world, absolutely. But we need to be the same politicians who are now maybe celebrating of what has happened. Well, they need to make sure they don't celebrate too long and they come back and begin to help Johnny right down the street who can't read and help, you know, Mary who may fall into some bad situations, okay, and end up being a teenage runaway and end up a prostitute. And yeah, so we need to make sure we're focusing on those kinds of issues as well as the bigger celebrations, as such as the death of Osama bin Laden. Well, I did not have necessarily wasn't planned to talk about that this morning. However, I think it made a nice topic for today. So that's all we have time for today. Just a few seconds left. We thank you for tuning in to the show. If you want to listen to the archive of the show, you can do that. Go back to the homepage, or you can now listen to the archive via the telephone by going to the website from your cell phone, your mobile device, and finding a number, or you can contact me and I can get you the number. Oh, we'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll have exciting guests.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.